Good evening, Mr. Haeckel, Mr. Hirsch, invited guests, friends and colleagues. It's a great honor for all of us to be here tonight in the presence of both the Arab world's most distinguished journalist, Mr. Mohammed Haeckel, and certainly one of the most respected journalists from the United States, Mr. Seymour Hirsch. I should also say that we have an embarrassment of riches this week because we also have in our audience and as a distinguished visiting professor at AUC this week, the noted British commentator, Professor Timothy Garton Ash, a columnist for the British newspaper The Guardian, and we will be looking forward to his lecture later this week. We're delighted that he has come here from Oxford to be a distinguished visiting professor in our Center for European Studies. It's also been an honor for AUC to serve as the host for a forum during the past 3 days for the recently established Haeckel Foundation for Arab Journalism, which has been holding a series of workshops for Arab journalists. And this evening's lecture by Mr. Hirsch is the culmination of their inaugural conference. We're very grateful to the foundation for opening this lecture to the public and for allowing all of us to hear from Mr. Hirsch. Certainly in this audience and in this hall, Mohammed Hassanein Haeckel requires no introduction. He's been a leading Egyptian journalist and a respected commentator on Middle East affairs for more than 50 years. And as the editor of the Al Aram newspaper, he was widely read in the Arab world and internationally. He's a graduate of Cairo University and began a lifelong career in journalism at the tender age of 19, a career which not only took him nearly everywhere in the world, but brought him in close contact with many of the world's leading statesmen and politicians, most notably President Gamal Abdel Nasser. The history of Al Aram will always be linked with Mohammed Haeckel's name. He was the person who gave the paper, the organization, and the direction which made it the premier newspaper in Egypt and the Arab world. And under his guidance, Al Aram's daily circulation reached nearly 1 million, making it the most widely read newspaper in the Arab world. He's also the author of numerous books, including Nasser, The Cairo Documents, The Road to Ramadan, The Cairo Documents, The Inside Story of Nasser and His Relationship with World Leaders, Rebels and Statesmen, and Secret Channels, The Inside Story of Arab-Israeli Peace Negotiations. Mr. Haeckel has now turned his attention to the philanthropic world and has recently, with his family, established the new Haeckel Foundation for Arab Journalists, which has as its goal the development of Arab journalism through training, research, media monitoring, the regional and international dialogue, and through exposure to and interaction with the world media. And as a part of this initiative, the Haeckel Foundation for Arab Journalists invited Seymour Hirsch to come to Cairo to conduct a series of workshops on investigative reporting with local reporters. And we're pleased that tonight's lecture was included as a part of this initiative. And it's now my pleasure to ask all of you in joining me to welcome Mr. Haeckel, who will in turn introduce Mr. Seymour Hirsch. Mr. Haeckel.
Dr. Arnold Tsai, or should I say Seymour?
Whatever.
Whatever. All right. I welcome you here. Thank you, Dr. Arnold, for every word you said. I'm honored, really, by every word you said. I only wanted here, as a matter of fact, I wanted to assert publicly what I said to Dr. Arnold in private, that is that I am happy you are having this occasion in this American university. I must confess, it was not our first destination, but it ended to be our last refuge. And I'm happy for that. I want to direct some very few words in Arabic. because I don't want you specifically to hear them. I want to hide them from one of the great reporters of our times. You know, I don't want to take much of your time, but we have listened to Seymour Hersh a great lot and for the last 3 days. But I honestly came here tonight, I meant precisely to thank the American University for hosting this occasion, this last occasion, and this first workshop we have in the Haeckel Foundation. At the beginning, I must confess that our aim was to take this occasion to the Great Cairo Library, because I did not want to overburden the American University with the work of this foundation. But unfortunately, we were refused. We found the doors closed. We had two